Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 12 of K-Talks. I'm your host, Kay Bellows, and today I am so excited to introduce you to my dear friend, Christina Kelly. So Christina and I met a few months back online and just have been building such a beautiful friendship since. She is such an inspiration and such a hard worker. She's out there, she's going after her goals, she's going after her dreams, and she's helping others to do the same and really helping to just serve. She is the host of the podcast Your Best Days and has appeared on Arizona's Daily Mix twice now. And she's just a light spreading so much positivity and so much love in the world. She really does put her heart and soul into everything she does. And I'm just so honored to now be able to call this woman my friend. So I'm so excited to bring this episode to you guys. And let's jump in. Welcome to K-Talks, Christina. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast finally.
Thank you so much, Kay. Well, it is such a joy to be on here. And I have to say too that you inspire me a ton as well.
Aw, you are so sweet. Thanks, girl. I still can't believe we haven't met in person. It's so crazy, right?
I know. It's crazy how we can connect so easily over the internet today. I mean, I feel like I know you so well.
No, like it's like we've been friends forever. So Christina also has her very own podcast as well. So we'll get to that later though. So why don't you just tell everyone a little bit of your story and how you got into the online space and to do, to come to what you're doing now?
Absolutely. Well, again, Kay, thank you so much for having me on today. I am so pumped to be here as a guest of K-Talks. So I decided to get into the online space a little bit earlier this year, and I'll explain where that all stemmed from. So as maybe some of you can relate, I got to a point in my life last year where I knew I was doing good things and everything looked fine on the surface. But deep in my heart, I felt like there was something more for me. I felt as though there was something else I could be doing to really help people, but I didn't quite know what that was. So the first step that I took was to learn how I can develop myself. And as I was doing research, I heard so many successful people talking about their morning routines. I heard people saying how it helped them run their businesses, get in the best shape of their life, all these incredible things. And naturally, I thought it sounded too good to be true. But figured I'd give it a try for myself anyway. And so I went on this big journey to create my own morning routine. And what I found in the process is that there's a lot of people online who say mine is perfect and mine is perfect and mine is perfect. But I had trouble finding what was perfect for me. It took me a ton of research, a ton of looking into different things like the science of habit formation. And then finally I found it and I actually got a raise at my full-time job because I was able to boost my productivity. People around me started to notice these changes and asked if I could help them create this as well. And so I did. I worked with a community of men and women who also wanted to help create an amazing morning routine to empower their days. And by the end of it, I was amazed, but I mean also not, by the incredible results that a morning routine can truly have on your life. As a result, I have now made it a full-time position to be creating inspiring content and really encouraging people to create an empowering morning routine if they really want to take that next step in their lives.
That's so incredible. I love that. And you know, I'm also really passionate about having a solid morning routine in place. So can you just share some tips for some people that, you know, maybe haven't even thought about having a morning routine? They kind of just like wake up and, you know, the first thing they do is look at their phones, which we know is like one of the worst things that you could do, but you know, we don't know what we don't know, right? So maybe just share, can you share some tips for my listeners just to maybe inspire them to take a look at seriously building a strong morning routine?
Yes, absolutely. So first and foremost, please don't check your phone first thing in the morning. And the reason for that is because when you're checking your phone first thing in the morning, you are putting your brain into a reactive state, which means that your brain is going to respond very quickly to any kind of stimuli that comes its way. And you're setting the tone to do that throughout the rest of the day. However, you can put yourself into a proactive state by instead taking a moment to sit down at your desk with a notebook or even just simply think about your intentions for the day. And for you, maybe this is that you want to absolutely crush that huge presentation that you have at work today. Maybe for you, it's that you simply want to relax and enjoy your Saturday. But whatever that intention is, really feel into that and set that positive tone before you go ahead into your busy to-do list. So that way you can ensure that you're going into it with the right energy.
I love that. So what are some other things that people can, without giving away too much, because I know you have a program around this, so y'all need to check it out for sure. And I'll link that up in the show notes. But, you know, and it's so different for everyone, because like what you said, what works for me may not work for you. And it really is just about like tailoring and finding a more morning routine that is going to just be best for you. So, you know, aside from not looking at our phones first thing, what are some other things that, you know, could help to put us in a good state and increase our productivity for the day?
Yeah, absolutely. Kay, I'm so glad that you just touched on that really important point of making sure that your morning routine is personalized for you, because that's a big component of what I teach in my program. You have to create something that works for you. And Kay, what's perfect for you may not be perfect for me, and that's totally fine because we're all different. So on the same topic, what I would suggest that everybody do if you're looking to create a morning routine that just gets you excited about the day and more productive throughout the rest of the day is to think about what you can do to put yourself in a really positive state. And before we get into that, I want to explain really quickly the importance of putting yourself in a positive state at the start of the day. So let's think of it like this. Have you ever had one of those days where you wake up in the morning and your alarm clock like runs late, you jump out of bed, you're like, oh my God, I have to get to work. You rush out the door and your whole day is like a crazy, stressful blur. Has that ever happened before?
That's for sure happened to me before.
Well, here's the thing about that. When you're in this super crazy, stressful state, you're probably not going to be as productive. Now, okay, I'm sure this is something that you can relate to, but when you take the time to start your day feeling good, to start your day feeling centered, you are naturally going to be more productive because you're in a better mental and emotional state to handle anything that comes your way. And my favorite way to do this for me personally is actually to start my day with a little bit of a dance, which probably looks super silly if anyone could see me. I'm just in my room jamming out. But the thing about this is it's just something that brings me joy. And what I've even helped other people do as they're creating their morning routine is I really dig deep with them and I ask them, what are you passionate about and what brings you joy every day? For me, it's dancing. For some other people, I worked with a woman who is really passionate about painting, and now she incorporates her passion of painting into her morning routine, and it has significantly decreased her anxiety. Maybe for you, it's reading that book that's been sitting on your desk forever that you just finally want to work through. Whatever it is, find that very specific thing that brings you joy and take even just 5 minutes for that at the start of the day, so that way that can carry throughout the rest of the day.
I love that. So kind of dropping into the feeling, rather than just, you know, these are tasks that I need to do and get done, because we're just so much going through the motions of the day that we forget to find the joy, to find the passion and connect with that. But that's where the fire is. That's where the life is, right? And as I'm saying this, I'm thinking, well, shit, I need to do this more, because I do yoga and I do things that I love in the morning, but I very much, you know, I practice gratitude and I do a meditation and my yoga and stuff. And that does put me in a good state, but you know, maybe I need to add a little dance in there too. I don't know.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really whatever brings you joy. And I actually have, you know, a TikTok account that I've been getting more active on recently. And I just did a live in there and people were on there asking me, Christina, how do you have so much positive energy every day? And first of all, it's not that I always wake up and I have positive energy like immediately, because there's some days where I wake up and honestly the first thought in my mind is, oh my God, I had such a stressful day yesterday, whatever it may be. But the thing is that I now know how to control the second thought that comes in, to where I can say, okay, I had this stressful situation, as we all have happened to us sometimes, and that's a part of life, but I now know how I can turn that around and turn that negative into more of a positive, so that way my next day can be better.
I love that. And I want to go a little bit deeper on that, because in the space that we're in, personal growth and development and entrepreneurship, like there's a lot of like, think positive, be positive. And, you know, a lot of people may look at us on the outside and think like, oh my gosh, they wake up like super happy and like motivated every single day, but that's not the case. We also struggle with motivation sometimes. So what's a little trick that you do yourself on the days that you don't feel maybe motivated and like you're kind of dragging your feet and you don't want to get out of bed and you know, you got this long list of things that you need to get done and you want to be productive, but also you want to honor how you're feeling. Like, how do you work past that?
Yeah, absolutely. So if it's something really big that's happened in my life that I really feel like I need to spend some time working through, I'll take a break if I need to. I think that it's honestly super healthy to let out a really good cry if you feel like that's what you need in that moment. Again, if it's something really heavy that you need to work through, because releasing that is what will allow you to be able to have more positive things come in. But sometimes you can't do that until you've released those lower frequencies and that lower energy. Another great way to do this is by journaling. Again, if it's something really heavy and really hard, and it is so important simply to honor that right at the start of the day. Now, for staying motivated and stuff like that, let's say it's maybe just littler things that are coming my way. The biggest thing that I do is I always just remind myself that the work that I'm doing and the way that I'm showing up in the world, it's not really about me. Mm. Yes, like I am like the face of my personal brand. I show up on social media and this and that, but it's not about me. It's about the people who I can help. And I mean, on the flip side, the more people I can help, the more successful I can be. But again, that's not necessarily why I do it. It's genuinely because I see that all of us have our own gifts, talents, and abilities. I believe that mine is sharing and teaching and inspiring joy. And I believe that my job on this earth is to help other people find their joy, to teach them how to tap into that with their positive habits. So that way they can really create the reality that they want for themselves. So they can wake up excited for the day. So they can wake up driven. So that way they can stay motivated. And part of me motivating myself is simply of reminding myself of that bigger picture that I'm really working towards.
I love that. I just got chills when you were saying that, girl. That's incredible. And, you know, I think that's so important because, you know, when you're living on your purpose and you're getting fulfillment from what you're doing, it's so much easier to show up, right? And I find that really fixes any kind of inconsistency or lack of action that could be there. And for me, that's personally what I do as well. Some days I don't feel super motivated to get the work done. But then I remind myself, just like you said, that it's not about me, like what I'm sharing and that my purpose here on earth, you know, is to share and to serve. And I think when we're coming from that place, like it kind of takes away any, you know, limiting beliefs or any lack of motivation that we have, right? Because to serve is really, I believe, one of the most important things that we can do. And it provides just so much fulfillment. So I love that you said that. That's so incredible. So do you want to talk a little bit about what's been happening in the world right now? We know like this has just been a crazy year. It's been really challenging for a lot of people. And I know we've kind of just talked about this before, just you and me, but for me personally, this has actually been one of the most transformative years. And I'm actually the happiest now than I've ever been, probably ever in my whole life. I feel like I'm on my purpose. I'm just more aligned with what I want to be doing, what I want to be putting out in the world. So how has this time been for you? And like, what are some struggles that you faced in the beginning? And how did you grow through those and really just start to thrive and show up more as your higher self, stepping into your power and serving others?
Well, thank you, Kay. First of all, before I even start, you guys, in case you haven't noticed, me and Kay are good friends, and I just want to say major kudos to her for stepping into her highest power and for really just showing up as her best self for others during this year, because as all of us had, like, she's had things that have brought her down, I've had things that brought me down, we all have, and Kay, you guys, has consistently shown up to provide the most value to other people as possible. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, like, please just know, as her friend, I know she puts her whole heart and soul into this. And K, Kay, I just love that for you. So I hope you don't mind a little.
Oh, emotional. You're going to make, I'm tearing up right now. Oh, girl.
Hey, don't cry.
Saying that. That's so sweet.
Well, of course. But anyway, I'll get off my little tangent now and I'll answer your question. So for me, the way that this year began was actually perhaps a little bit different. So last year ended with me going through a bit of a breakup, which was really, really hard for me. I thought this guy was my soulmate. I was devastated when we broke up. And as a result, I remember just sitting in my room and thinking to myself, you know what? I want a fresh start for myself. I want to create something new. And as much as this just sucks right now, I want to create something new and beautiful and channel all of this like really crazy, like painful energy and just make something more beautiful out of it. And so what I did is I actually spent 3 days in my room by myself and I just got out my notebooks and I wrote down exactly what I want out of my life. Like no distraction around me. I decided who I wanted to be. I decided who I wanted to surround myself with, what kind of business I wanted to run and what kind of impact I wanted to have in this world. And I wrote all of it down and I made a promise to myself that no matter what the next year brought my way, this would happen. And for me, that was learning how to create more of a positive influence in other people's lives using positive psychology and things like that. And so I started on this journey this year. You kind of heard a little bit about my morning routine. When COVID hit, it was actually a major blessing for me because I was working full-time in a marketing agency. And now that I had the opportunity to work from home, I was able to use my commute times and my lunch break to be creating content, which was an extra 2 hours in my day. 2 times 5, that's an extra 10 hours a week that I could be spending on my dreams. And that is what allowed me to finally be able to start my YouTube channel and my podcast series and grow my, you know, positive personal development Instagram account and also my TikTok account. And finally now officially launch my program. And so for me, it was a blessing, I would definitely say, but I mean, if you're listening to this podcast and you've undergone self-development before, and Kay, I know that you can relate to this as well. It's so beautiful and it's so wonderful. And we talk about that, but there's also a lot of hard that can come with self-development as well. Mm-hmm. You literally have to shed an older version of yourself. And with that can come like losing friends who still want to like, you know, go out all the time. And you're like, I can't really relate to that anymore. Like whatever it may be, that can be really difficult. And so for me, it was such a beautiful transformative journey. And most importantly of all, seeing the results that people have gotten inside of my program, just seeing how morning routines change their lives has made my year. But the personal development aspect of all that, it can be a lot. It can be overwhelming. And I think navigating through that has taught me a lot. And it's lessons that I now want to teach other people who I'm able to work with in the future.
Wow. I love that. Thank you for sharing that story. And yeah, it's definitely not for the faint of heart, is it? You know, when you said we have to really shed a part of ourselves, I really resonated with that because it's like the phoenix, you know, the phoenix dies and then we were reborn in the ashes. And I really, I know that's kind of dramatic, but it's a dramatic scene there. I'm having the Harry Potter scene come up in my head right now, you know, where Harry's in Dumbledore's office. And I don't know if you're a Harry Potter fan. I think you might be a Harry Potter fan. A little bit. I'm pretty much, I love Harry Potter, but you know, Harry's in the office and the Phoenix dies and then turns to ashes, but then he's reborn or she's reborn again. And I feel like that doesn't just happen once when you're going through personal development and growth or like any kind of spiritual awakening. It's really, you know, we learn a little bit and then we shift and then like part of us kind of sheds and then we kind of go through that process again. And it's definitely, it's challenging, but through that, those challenging times, through that failure, you know, those failures, because that's how we learn. We get feedback from that. Without that, we wouldn't have anything to gauge if we were just always being successful and everything was in an upward trend. Like we wouldn't know, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Without some of those really hard times, we wouldn't have had the same growth opportunities and have been able to help ourselves as much. So an example of this in my own life, actually, and I'll share a little bit more of a personal anecdote here, is when I was growing up, like when I was a young teenager, I was bullied a lot in school. girls are really mean. As you can tell, I love to speak. I have a lot of high energy. And there were a lot of girls who just didn't like that and who told me that I was so annoying. No one would ever want to listen to anything I had to say. And honestly, no one ever wanted to be around me. And it was just one of those things that when I was really young, it really bothered me, right? I spent a lot of time just crying in the bathroom by myself and wondering why I couldn't be like anybody else. And it was hard. And I eventually switched schools. But what this lesson really taught me is that from a young age, I learned I can't control what's around me. I can't control what the girls in my school are going to say to me. You know, right now we're looking around and we're like, we can't control the economy. We can't control the state of the world to some effect. But what we can always control is our inner reality. You can control the thoughts that you think. You can control your morning, which is the way that you prepare yourself for your day. And that's really the way that you can set yourself up for success. So that way, when other things come your way, you know that it's happening from a strong foundation of your own positive energy and your own beliefs that you can get through whatever you set your mind to.
I love that. And I think that's so, so important. That's such an important, I mean, that's where the good stuff is, right? And that's, no one ever achieves greatness without going through that hard stuff, that thing to know, because a lot of people will let their external world really affect their internal world. But with, especially with everything that's going on right now, like, we know we don't have control over it. So why stress about it? Why, you know, let it ruin our year? Take what's happening and use that as fuel. And know that we are totally, like, take responsibility for our lives here. Like, I'm going to get a little bit of tough love here, but, you know, we need to take ownership and responsibility, because yes, we can't control what's happening with the economy or the pandemic or any of that, but we can control how we respond to it and choose, like, what we want to do with it. And this time, how we want to make the most of it. Do we want to sit and do we want to watch Netflix and waste a bunch of time? Or do we want to take this time to learn, to grow, to develop? For me, it was a huge wake up call. I just actually did a video about this. I haven't posted it yet, but for me, it was a huge wake up call for me to actually take responsibility for my life and for my finances, because I just kept going deeper into debt, living in the US, pursuing my music career. And that put a lot of pressure on my music and changed my relationship with music. And I got tired of asking for help from my parents because I couldn't support myself and I was very, very unhappy. But I realized, you know, when the pandemic hit that, you know what, this was a chance for me to change. This was a chance for me to step up and actually use this time to grow and change my situation and empower myself. And it's definitely not been easy. Like you said, you know, there's ups and downs. It's a roller coaster, really, but it's worth it. And the person that I've grown into through this has just, I don't even recognize me who I was 6 months ago. I'm a completely different person. I'm sure you can relate to that. If you're listening, I'm sure maybe you can relate to that too. And that's the beauty of it, right? It's really about taking ownership and responsibility. I didn't mean to go on a tangent here, but I think this is so important to talk about. You know, like, let's take responsibility for our situations instead of blaming other people or things outside of ourselves for what's happening, right? Let's be the change. Let's be the light that we want to see in the world, you know, and, like, let's rise together, because that's the only way we're going to get through this.
Yes.
Right. Tangent over.
No, okay. I think that's so important. And I'm so glad that you really brought this up, because, you know, as much as we love, like, feel good, you got this, and, like, that's so important, it's also really good to let people know. And honestly, like, I even do this to remind myself when I'm having an off day. Our lives are more in our control than sometimes we believe. And there's a lot we can't control around us, but we can control the way that we prepare ourselves for the day. We can control the way that we react to different things around us. And that reaction can absolutely make or break you.
And I just want to touch on what you said there about belief, because I think a lot of us really struggle, and myself included, and I'm sure you can relate to this as well, is the beliefs that we tell ourselves that really can dictate whether we do something or not, right? The story that we're telling ourselves. And that creates our habits, and our habits, as you know, create our life. So we really have to get down to the belief and start breaking that down and really rewiring those limiting beliefs if we do want to make true change.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, absolutely. This is something that I completely agree with. And it's actually something that I work with people with. When we're first getting started on creating a morning routine, we follow a really simple exercise so that way they can really understand their deep-rooted why. Why do you want to make this change? What has truly been holding you back in the past? And understanding that, we're then able to switch that around and say, okay, you know, we give yourself forgiveness for maybe what you've done in the past that you don't love. And now with this, let's get excited, because once you're able to understand a problem, you're able to move past it. And then you can create a beautiful new reality for yourself, an amazing new morning that you're really excited about.
I love that. Yeah. Because without awareness, we can't change anything, right? Oh, so good. I feel like we could actually go into like a sidebar there, but maybe everyone I have on, I'm like, we're going to do a part two, because I end up by going so deep into things. I'm like, we need to talk more about this, but I do want to be mindful of your time and mindful of my listeners' time as well. So just keeping on the topic of the pandemic though, like, we are spending a lot more time at home, and with that comes distractions. You know, it's easy to do the work, but it's easy to not do the work. It's easy to turn on Netflix instead. So what are some ways that, you know, people can stay motivated while they're at home during this time?
Yeah, absolutely. Such a great question, and one that I've heard a lot too. So I think that the number one easiest way, especially during this time, to make sure that you can stay motivated is to make sure that you have other people around you to really hold you accountable. I know that there have been times when I've reached out to Kay. This happened just about a month ago, and I was like, Kay, I'm having a moment. I'm feeling kind of down. Like, can we please just talk about this? And we voicemailed back and forth, and she really helped me. There have been other friends who I've reached out to when I've had days when I'm struggling, when I don't want to stick to my own goals or my own routine. And these people hold me accountable, and they'll say, Christina, this is important to you. Like, you need to stick to this. And that's when I come back and I say, you're right. Thank you. And that accountability is so important. And I mean, like you guys can hear right now with me and Kay, that accountability, it doesn't have to be with someone in person. I think Kay is a great accountability partner, and I've never met her, which I know is going to change one day. But as of right now, I've never met her. And that's really the power of, you know, having friends around you, or honestly, even of online community. And that's even a big part of my program as well, is really having that accountability so that way people know you're not in this alone. And whatever your goal you're working towards, whatever it is that you want to make sure you're motivated with, even just getting a friend in on it with you to hold you accountable can really make all the difference.
I love that. Having a community, having a support system, having mentors, having, you know, like you said, we've been each other's accountability partners, and it's been so amazing. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so grateful for you. Cause you've definitely helped me, you know, more than a few times too, where I'm like having a rough day and I need to talk to someone that like understands. But you know, we are who we surround ourselves with the most. So if we're surrounding ourselves with people that are positive, that are after, we have goals, we're after a common goal, we want to make a difference, we want to be positive, we want to share light and love out into the world, that really will help to raise you and raise your vibration and keep you motivated and give you a little bit of tough love sometimes, because we all need that. We all need that kick in the ass sometimes. So I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Geez, I feel like we could go on forever talking. It's just been so incredible talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your wisdom and to share your light and your love, not only with my listeners, but just in the world. You're out there, just you're going for it. You're inspiring others because you're living in your purpose. And you're giving back. And I think that we need more of that. And I just want you to know like how much I appreciate you and appreciate that we connected and that we're growing this beautiful relationship. So why don't you tell everyone where they can find you and you know, how, if they need help with their morning routine, like how they can work with you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, if you want to find me, I'm usually the most active on Instagram, and you can find me on there at I Am Christina Kelly. I also have a YouTube channel, which is Christina Kelly. I've got a TikTok, which is I Am Christina Kelly. My podcast is Your Best Days. So whatever platform you want to hang out with me on, I'm there. We can chat. But also, if you want to learn more about how to create a morning routine that is perfect for you, one that will boost your productivity and just get you excited for the day, you can go ahead and go over to yourbestmorningroutine.com or just send me a DM on Instagram and I would love to talk with you.
Amazing. She's also got a podcast as well, guys, called Your Best Days. So be sure to check that out as well. Like and subscribe, give her some support, show her some love. She deserves it. You will not be disappointed. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of K-Talks, and I will see you guys on.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-Talks. Please hit that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also please write a review and let me know what you loved about this episode. I do really want to hear from you and create content that you love and enjoy listening to. It would mean the world to me if you could please share with a friend. And don't forget to tag me at KBellows on social media so I can see you're listening and reach out and connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.